Okay, so we've got some time with the new MP for Colchester, Will Quint. How does that sound?
It sounds pretty good.
And so, Will, when did you first actually realise? And so it's been a bit of a kind of crazy evening, and I know your team has been working on the ground. Was there any particular pinpoint, any moment where you can actually say, I knew then that this was actually going to happen?
Not really. I mean, you see piles going up and down and you think, oh, maybe, maybe not. And it's only when they start bundling them right at the end and you start seeing the numbers get put into thousands and then you think, ah, right, we've done this. And then it's more a case of what's the majority going to be like. So it was really early, only in the very early hours of this morning.
Okay, and so if we think as to what's going to happen the next 12 hours, 24 hours, a week or so, you're back here tomorrow because you're up for election as a councillor.
Yes.
You've made your position very, very clear as if you're successful in Prittygate. But I guess you've got to think very soon about staffing and the whole Westminster situation. Have you got any thoughts on that at all?
Well, you're right. I mean, this is all entirely new to me. I've been given a pack to go through, which has got all these details in. It's going to be a real challenge, but it's a really exciting challenge, and it's a challenge I really look forward to.
And have you seen the current state of play that's been predicted for the national scene?
No, I haven't. I've seen Essex, because it's been on the TV here, but I've been stuck in Charter Hall here, so I haven't actually had a chance to see anything beyond that.
Well, it just currently was displayed. The BBC is saying that the predictions show that the Conservatives could be one short of an overall majority.
Wow.
And that really puts into perspective the significance as to what you've achieved this evening.
Well, we made it clear throughout this campaign that Colchester was one of the 23 seats we needed to form an overall majority. We pushed that message hard, we ran a very positive campaign, and people, you know, bought into that. They understood that this was a really important seat. And here, unlike a lot of other seats, their vote actually counted. It was going to decide who would become the Prime Minister, David Cameron or Ed Miliband. And here, as you say, the proof is in the pudding, if we are just short of forming a majority.
Maybe a final question, if that's fine, Will. So, I thought it was very, very dignified on the stage. So you spoke very well about Sir Bob, and likewise, he returned the favour. It's been a clean campaign. It's been fine.
I think you're right. I think it has. And look, you know, Sir Bob has been a very good local constituency MP. And a lot of what he does at a local level, I will look to replicate. It's more the stuff in Westminster, ensuring that our voice is heard loud and clear and our town has a solid representation at Westminster with cabinet members and ministers to ensure our voice is heard right at the highest level of government.
Okay. Thank you, Will.
What are your main aims for?